This afternoon, we'd like to see the title of Great Light in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 1 through 21. For online course people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed. As when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan in Galilee of the Gentiles. What is the prophecy of this verse? What is the prophecy of this verse? Question 2. In verses 6 and 7, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Verse 7. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it, establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. What did Isaiah prophesy respectively? Question 3, last question, in verse 13, for the people do not turn to him who strikes them, nor do they seek the Lord of hosts. What's the result of the people? Why do not the people turn to the Lord? First of all, you want to see a little background of this chapter. The purpose of this book of Isaiah is to let the people of Judah repent their sins and turn back to the Lord. In addition, it is about the prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ as a Messiah to save people from death. Isaiah chapter 8, verses 19, 22. And when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards, who whisper and murder, should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? To the Lord of the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. They will pass through it hard, pressed, and hungry, and it shall happen when they are hungry that they will be enraged and curse their king and their God and look for it. Then they will look to the earth and see trouble and darkness, gloom of anguish, or dimness of anguish, and they will be driven into darkness. So last time, the chapter 8, the Isaiah, the prophet, and prophesied about the northern kingdom, Israel. They were idol worshippers such as mediums, wizards, you know, talked with the dead spirit and a kind of thing. That's why God said, you know, I will curse you, I will punish you. Then they didn't repent, but they complained against their king and their God. So that's why God said, now the dimness of anguish is coming into darkness. Darkness which is no light at all. So verses 1 through 7 of chapter 9, which today we study, talks about Messiah. verses 8 through 21 talks about Northern Kingdom, Israel's fall. Verse 1, nevertheless, so last chapter 8, God and talks about Northern Israel will going into the darkness from a gloominess or the dimness. Nevertheless, the gloom or the dimness will not be upon her, her meaning Northern Israel, who is distressed. And when at first he lightly esteemed, and God gave light, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. Zebulun and Naphtali, that area, the tribes, Zebulun tribes, Naphtali tribes, who resides in Galilee area. So basically, Zebulun residence area, Naphtali residence area, that located in Galilee area. So here, and afterward, more heavily oppressed her. After Messiah, afterward, more heavily oppressed Northern Israel. By the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentile. So Galilee area is the area in which Jesus Christ grew up, and Jesus Christ did main ministry. So Galilee area, Capernaum, the city, Jesus' ministry is the headquarters. So main ministry occurred in Galilee. So here, Isaiah the prophet prophesied 400 before Jesus' birth. Verse 2, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. So light talk about Psalm chapter 103, verse 8. Here, the Lord's tendency, Lord's judgment is slow, not like a harsh. Lord's judgment is merciful. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, not quick to anger, not quick to make a judgment, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. So God continually warning to the Northern Israel to repent their sins. So here, great light, John chapter 1, verse 6 through 9, there was a man sent from God. Here, a man, John the Baptist, whose name was John the Baptist. The man came for witness, to bear witness of the light, simply meaning John the Baptist witness to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light, that all through him might believe. He was not dead light. John the Baptist himself was not dead light per se, but was sent to bear witness of dead light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. True light indicating Jesus Christ. John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus Christ himself said, then Jesus spoke to them, to audience again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Jesus himself said, I am the light of the world, no darkness. Also here, have seen a great light, so indicating Messiah, Jesus Christ, who was coming 400 years later when Isaiah the prophet and prophesied. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, death is not only meaning physical death, but also spiritual death as well. Upon them a light has shined. So verses 1 and 2 were quoted by Matthew in Matthew chapter 4, verses 15 and 16, just before Jesus Christ beginning his ministry on the earth. So this one, 1 and 2, basically prophesied about Jesus Christ as the Messiah was coming on the earth and began his ministry in Galilee area. Verse 3, you have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. So Messiah had multiplied the nation, the many, the group of the believers, the nation, multiplied the nation and increased its joy. Let many people believe Jesus Christ, increasing joy. So whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ has increase of joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest. Yeah, according to harvest, when you get first fruit of harvest season, you would be joyful. You know, you would feel joyful, you know, like that joy. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulders, the rod of his oppressor. So this one is the Lord Jesus Christ giving freedom. That kind of Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, come to me, Jesus said, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So basically the Lord Jesus Christ giver release your burden. Jesus Christ will give you rest, peace. So also here talk of in the days of Midian. So the Israelites were attacked by Midianites for several years. That time God ordained Gideon to defeat Midianites. So after defeating Midianites, Israelites were so joyful. Judges chapter 7 verses 6 and 7, and the number of those who are leprous, meaning liquid like a dog, leprous, putting their hands to their mouths. So those people are drinking water, you know, like the hands, you know, the licking the water on, you know, hand kind of thing, putting their hands to their mouths, was 300 men. But all the rest of people got down on their knees to drink water in the river. Then the Lord said to Gideon, by the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianite enemies, Israelite enemy, Midianite, into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his place. So that time Israelites joyfulness exactly like that. So when you accept the Messiah, you would be joyful. Verse 5, for every warrior, because every warrior wore a sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood, so enemies were completely defeated, will be used for burning and fuel of a fire. Verse 6 and 7 continually prophecy of a Messiah. For unto us a child is born. Here Jesus Christ was born, child is born. Unto us a son is given. So this is a child is born, Jesus Christ, the first coming on the earth. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign or a miracle. Behold, the virgin shall conceive, bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. Because Jesus Christ is coming here, then Jesus Christ was dead on the cross with blood shed to cleanse away our sins, and rose again, the Holy Spirit come in. Through the Holy Spirit, so God, Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is with us, God with us. That means Emmanuel. Luke chapter 1, verse 31 through 35. This is a conversation between Virgin Mary and the angel. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great. Jesus means the Lord is salvation. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And over his kingdom there will be no end eternally. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." So here indicates your child is born, indicating Jesus Christ, the first coming, and the government will be upon his souls, and his name will be called Wonderful. Wonderful means marvelous in the Hebrew word, wonderful or marvelous, counselor. The Lord Jesus Christ is a counselor. Whenever you have problem, you see the Bible, pray to the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, God would give counsel. Mighty God. Here, Mighty God indicating a child is born to the child. So, Mighty God is Jesus. But the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, verse 21, Mighty God indicating God the Father. So the remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the Mighty God, God the Father. So Jesus is God. So we know that John chapter 1 verse 1 and 14, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God, and the Word became flesh. So became flesh indicating Jesus Christ, God's incarnation. Into Jesus Christ, through Virgin Mary, so bring birth of Jesus Christ, dwelt among us. Verse 7, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Here, the Jesus Christ is a peace. In John chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So Jesus Christ basically said, "I give my peace into Christian, into the believer." So the Christian, that's why Christian can live peacefully in this world. But this world, the Satan and his devils are still working. So then is the next verse 7 talking about in the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 7, of the increase of his government. Today his government, his controlled government, certain area, like a certain church, also underground church area, in a certain area. But the increase of his government, he is a controlling, extending, controlling, or a ruling area, increase. And peace, there will be no end. No end meaning forever, the peace of forever. This is talking about Jesus coming again on this, establishing the millennium kingdom. That time Jesus is the King of Kings. So the controlling, establish the God millennium kingdom. There will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. The Bible talks about judgment. Judgment two way. One judgment to the believers. To the believers' judgment, actually giving reward, such as a crown, of joy, incorruptible crown, that kind of thing. But the unbeliever, the judgment giving to into bottomless pit, you know, kind of thing, or lack of a fire, you know, that kind of judgment, like a punishment. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Here, God's character, one character is jealous. Here, the Lord of jealous or faithless. God is faithful to His word. God keeps His word without failure. Here, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So in this context, God gave a continually warning to northern Israel to repent their sins and come back to the Lord. But God is continuing. First time, God is softly. But when they did not listen to the Lord, so God gave a more stronger, more harder warning, hardship to Israel. The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it has fallen on Israel. Here, verse 8 talks about fall of Israel, northern Israel. Northern Israel was attacked by Assyria in 722 before Christ. So basically very close. When Isaiah prophesied this chapter, the northern Israel was close to the fall by attacked by Assyrians. All the people will know Ephraim. Ephraim is the leader tribe of northern Israel. Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria. Samaria, the capital city of northern Israel, so today Galilee area, who say in pride and arrogance of heart. Because the problem is the northern Israel's pride and arrogance. Pride and arrogance meaning self-love rather than love of God. So they love by themselves rather than God. That is a pride and arrogance. God's characteristic, God resists the proud people, the arrogant people. But God gives grace to the humble people. Verse 10, the bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. So God gave a certain warning, the bricks and fall down, but they said, the Israelites said, we will build with the hewn stones instead of bricks. The sycamore trees are cut down. So then the Israelites said, we'll replace them with cedar. So we'll replace the cedars, we use the cedars instead of sycamores, like that. Verse 11, therefore the Lord shall set up the adversary or the enemies of Rezin. Rezin, the king of Assyria, against him, against Israel, and spur his enemies on. The Syrians before and Philistine behind. So Syrians in the north side, Philistine south side behind, and they shall devour Israel with an open mouth. So basically they shall attack the Israel and make Israel fall. For all this, his anger or his judgment is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Here, his hand is stretched out still, meaning continually. This is shows us, you know, God's jealousness, also faithfulness. God's jealousness or faithfulness. Verse 12, for all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Also, verse 17, also, for all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Also, 21, so three times in this chapter, God continually said, for all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hands is stretched out still. God continually pursuing his justice, his righteousness against Israelite. For the people do not turn to God who strikes them, nor do they seek the Lord of hosts. Therefore, the Lord will cut off head and tail from Israel, palm branch and bulrush in one day, the elder and honorable is the head. So head indicates the elder and the honorable, or the leader group. The prophet who teaches lies, his tail. Prophet, false prophet is the tail. God will cut off the elder, the honorable, and the false prophet. For the leaders of these people caused them error, and those who are led by them are destroyed. Therefore, the Lord will have no joy in their young men. The Lord created them, so the Lord have no joy. The Lord feel sorrow, feel sad, and no joy in their young men, nor have mercy on their fatherless and widows. The Lord initial heart, initial love, you know, to special love to the fatherless or orphans or widows, but now the Lord has no mercy upon their fatherless and widows, because everyone is a hypocrite and an evil doer whom God hates, and every mouth speaks folly or foolish thing. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. So then, verse 18, for the wickedness burns as the fire, it shall devour the briars and thorns. Briars and the thorns are easily to burn because of no moisture of them. So that's indicating, and kindle in the thickets of the forest, they shall mount up like rising smoke. So basically, the God warned to Israelite, if you do not listen to me continually, I will destroy you completely, fully, through the wrath of the Lord of hosts, the land is burned up. So God, more fire over coal, God, more blew up in the coal. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 16, behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire. So God make a blacksmith blow the coals more in the fire, because Israelites do not, you know, listen to him. Who brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created a spoiler to destroy. Verse 19. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts, the land is burned up, and the people shall be as a fuel for the fire. People by themselves is just like a fuel, as like a coal to catch a fire. No man shall spare his brother, and he shall snatch on the right hand and be hungry. He shall devour on the left hand. He shall eat his own left hand like a cannibalism and not be satisfied. Every man shall eat the flesh of his own arm. So that kind of happened, Joseph's history said, Roman, soldier Titus besieged Jerusalem for a long time. That time is the Jewish people who resided in the city of Jerusalem. So they, finally, they were so hungry. So they ate their brothers and sisters' flesh. Kind of cannibalism occurred, kind of thing that happened. So here also God, the give a message through Isaiah to Israelites. When Israelites was defeated by Assyrian, so they also would eat their brothers and sisters in flesh, like a cannibalism occurred. So actually, that happens. Every man shall eat the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh shall devour Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh. So Ephraim Manasseh, were in Joseph's sons. So Joseph's son. So Ephraim, the first son, Manasseh, the second son. So there's some Ephraim Manasseh also the major tribes of northern Israel. Southern Israel, to Judah at that time, major tribes, two tribes, the Jews tribe and Benjamin, two tribes, but the other left, the 10 tribes, belong to northern Israel. So together they shall against Judah. So northern Israel tried to invade into Judah and as well. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Also, God's faithfulness, God's zealousness is shown here, last verse 2. Well, let's see each question. Question 1, in verse 1, nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed. And when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her. By the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, in Galilee of the Gentiles, what is the prophecy of this verse? This verse in the prophecy, Jesus Christ as a Messiah, beginning ministry. So that's why Matthew quoted a particular verse in Matthew just before Jesus beginning ministry. Question 2, in verses 6 and 7, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What did Isaiah prophesy respectively? First says prophesied the first coming Jesus Christ, the first coming Jesus Christ. Verse 7, the second coming Jesus Christ. Over the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end forever upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time for the even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So verse 7 prophesied the second coming of Jesus Christ. Verse 6, the first coming Jesus Christ. Question 3. In verse 13, for the people do not turn to him who strikes them, nor do they seek the Lord of hosts. What's the result of the people? The result is completely destroyed by Assyria. Why do not the people turn to the Lord? That is their pride and the arrogance. Their pride and their arrogance. Verse 9. That's the answer. Okay, let's just sing song all together. The number, page 36, number 6. Then we'll pray Lord's Prayer.